Speaking in order that this peace should encompass you, each and every one. I feel that some are in need of this. We will, if you like, begin this time with any question that you may have. And then, my dear friends, it would benefit you all that you go on an inward journey to discover what each of you has to offer in this group. So, if you have questions this time, I will endeavor to answer them for you.
Last week you whetted my appetite, Sadimet. You said, you asked us if we understood the fact that you were embroiled in our denseness when you came to us. And we said we didn't understand. Did you not tell us because we wouldn't understand, or because you felt it just wasn't necessary to discuss that?
We have discussed briefly about entering the atmosphere of your earthly planet. You know that the vibration of both the instruments and those who come to you must be attuned.
Yes.
The density I speak of is indeed quite dense as far as our own vibrations go. But I believe that you all know a little about the conditions which we encompass when we use an instrument upon the earth. Sometimes it can be quite uncomfortable. But that is why from our side of life many adjustments must be made.
So it is an uncertainty of attunement. Would that be true?
Yes. Always. You might say it is experimental. So many factors are there to be overcome at times. It depends sometimes upon the instruments and how well we can use them. There are so many factors that I do not believe at this particular time you would fully understand, but only to say to you that many more adjustments are made for our side of life.
We're just so grateful that this is all encompassed.
That is why, my dear friend, it is of the utmost importance that each one who comes together is in attunement. That is why at times when you sit within this temple of love that you feel as one. You have all experienced that not knowing of self when you are within this room. You become part of a whole. Each one as important as the other. That is why I will be eternally grateful to you all for your love and your devotion, which allows me to come to you. Without that love, it would be much more difficult. Still possible, of course, but not quite as comfortable. You understand?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes.
I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you. It's just when you didn't say anything last week, I just wondered.
You underestimate your own power of understanding. But that is a human frailty that mankind always doubts, but that is part of his makeup.
Is there something else that you said? I think it was, yes, in relation to the air beings. I think you said they were rather concerned about the way we are disturbing the atmosphere. A number has been bugging me for more than a year now, the number 747. The Boeing 747 is a much used passenger jet airliner, which disturbs the air. And I just wonder if I'm being prompted to ask a question about the ways we disturb the air and adversely affect the air beings.
Yes. Of course, all who look after this planet have had so many concerns, not only the air beings, but the earth beings, the water beings, all forms of life. This planet has for so long been one of unrest, of disturbance, of mankind being lost in the darkness of time. But all of that is changing, as I have told you previously.
Yes.
But what we have not spoken of as yet is about the vibration of letters and numbers. Do you recall that some time past we began to speak of the vibration which each name holds?
Yes.
Yes. This is part of the answer. but it is not yet something that we will discuss fully. But it is a subject which, in a little more of your time, we will discuss in order that your understanding is greater. You would be correct in feeling that these numbers do have some effect upon the air, as do many other of your numbers. I am sure that you are aware that there are people in your world who hold much to each individual number that is known to you.
Yes.
In the same way that the name that has been chosen for you has some meaning in your vibrational field.
Yes, so there's no real connection between that particular number and jet turbine airliners, which are clearly disturbing the atmosphere very much.
I would not say that one particular number, but numbers do have effect.
Yes. I see.
So going back to our names, you say we choose our own names.
You influence.
We influence them. And that is because of the vibration. It's the vibration that helps us to choose these names, isn't that right?
It is the vibration which you wish to enter into. In the same way that you choose the parents, not because of the people that they are, but because they can provide the situation that the spirit needs.
Yes. Would that be why, in some cases, the name is handed down through generations?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the spirit is an aspect of the same spirit.
Yes.
But it is a subject of which we will go more fully into with more detail when I feel that your understanding is a little greater. You must know and understand that all energy has an effect upon the rest of the energy field in some way. In the same way as that each one of you enters this room, which is full of spiritual energy, as you come to it, as each one enters, that energy is changed. Can you understand?
Yes.
Different vibrations.
Yes. That is why it is important that each one of you is attuned to the other, that the vibration may be raised and be a vibration that can be used for good. I am sure you must be aware of times when one will enter and there is disharmony within a group.
Yes.
It is the same kind of thing, but of course I am simplifying it for you. In the same way that the numbers, the energy of numbers, can displace the air spaces. I hope that is enough for you at this time, but as I say, it is something that we shall enter into more fully.
Thank you. Can I also go back to the Dr. Bach flower remedies? It was 8 years ago you spoke to us about that, and at that time I think you intimated that Dr. Bach did not fully, or was not fully aware of the particular energies that he was successfully using. Now, it's taken me a long time, and I think we're talking about the two energies that come from the sun, the physical energy and the spiritual energy, and I suspect it is the absorption of the spiritual energy of the sun which is being so effective in Dr. Bach's remedies.
Yes.
Would you be able to confirm that?
I congratulate you on your willingness to dissect my words about that.
Thank you.
8 years may seem a long time to you, but my friend, it is not. That is why it is important that we go slowly with all of our information, that you collate the information, that you digest the information, and that ultimately you can make sense of what I am telling you.
Thank you.
That is part of your growth and your awareness. That is what I am trying to cultivate within you, that your own awareness should grow to such a point that anything I tell you can be taken and dissected and understood. So, my friend, I think you should say to yourself, well done.
Yes, that also brings up something else. I mean, this places flowers in a rather special category, and the gift of flowers from one to another.
Not special, my friend. Natural.
Natural, yes.
There is not one thing upon this earth that is special. All things are meant to be. You understand what I say to you?
Yes, my meaning was that the gift of flowers from one to another is also a gift of spiritual energy.
Yes. As two is your breath, as two is your sun, as two is your earth and water, and all things are spiritual gifts to you.
Yes.
Neither of them are special, I suppose, yeah. They're all special.
Yeah. Mankind only feels things are special when he understands. Mm-hmm. But what mankind needs to understand is that all of these come from spirit for mankind to use to the very best of his abilities. And in order that the spirit may grow in understanding, as did this gentleman who was influenced from spirit. Remember, he was influenced to do what he had to do in order to help others. Always, my friends, look to the wider picture of life. Look inwards for your answers. And you will find that anything that you do not understand will become so much clearer to you. Now, I feel this time that we have a little self-awareness to discover. That for each one of you, and I will leave this with our dear lady friend, that I would like you to go inwards and to look at each other person within this room. And I would like you to feel what these other people have brought to this room. Not only in this evening, but in all of the times that you have come together. Can you recognize the quality of spirit that has traveled with you down the ages?
When you say look, Senator, you mean look spiritually?
Yes. Always I speak spiritually. It may not be as easy as you think, but it is an exercise for your awareness. And I say to you, there stands by you those who are trying to impress you. So not only are you looking inwards, but you have an outer impression as well. So my dear lady friend, I will leave it with you. And for the rest of this time, I will continue to work with this instrument.
Yes, thank you. And to those that are trying to help us.